It's been 75 years, and yet you felt revulsion when you first learned about it. Does it require a real examination with a microscope of this massacre and what happened in order to kind of put it behind you?
Of course it does. I mean, it requires us acknowledging it, giving testimony. One of the things we're going to do during the Border of Lights gathering is have a kind of StoryCorps booth where people can tell their stories, what they knew of the massacre, if they heard anything from their families. We can't change the present or the future unless we acknowledge what's happened. And also, you know, acknowledge some of the collaborations that have happened, because we are, you know, I say that in A Wedding in Haiti. When I went on those travels to Haiti, Haiti was the sister I never knew. You know, it was this other side, right on a small island. And it was kept out of my history books and out of our stories. And this is something that I think there's no place on this planet anymore where that should be happening. It's time that the people themselves, and this is why this is a people's movement, say that's enough. And, you know, we have to collaborate, and we have to face the past.